where the fun begins. This is where the fun, this is where the fun, this is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
All right, let's do this damn thing. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Toy Anxiety. I couldn't find the button. Thought I was going to be stuck in that song forever.
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Welcome to the show. Hi, everybody. Whoa, shit. Sorry. Tuesday night, it's 9:30. Guys, I just let's go ahead and start this thing. I just had the dumbest thought.
Share it. Share it now.
If we were, if our show was called Mushroom Anxiety, that beginning song would say, "Who's the big guy with the truffles?" Hi, everybody. My name is Craig Goldberg. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday night. It's 9:30 p.m. Ryan Dole, thank you so much for hosting Bootleg last week. But we are back on it. We are back in town. Lots going on in the world of YHS and Toy Anxiety. Happy to be here on a Tuesday night. All the way from Vancouver, British Columbia. Joining us as always, as mentioned earlier, Ryan Dole. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Dude, I've been sleeping.
Ooh, sleep.
Not working. It's been amazing.
I took a nap today. It was insane.
Oh, yeah, man, naps are underrated.
You deserve it.
I'm going to do that when we get done. Take a nap.
I've taken a nap at 9 o'clock at night. That's
night
cool.
Naps?
Yeah. I think that's just called going to bed.
Not when you can't fall asleep until 3 a.m.
Yeah, not when you get up at 3 and then start playing Fortnite.
So, Jacob, how are you?
3 a.m. calm down. It's all good.
Hey, I'm
all you gotta do.
I'm good. We just behind the curtain, we just finished a podcast like 10 minutes ago. But I feel good. I'm ready to do this one now. The other podcast.
There you go. Yeah, lots of content. Up. Hey. Unsolicited advice to all the content creators out there. Make content. That's part of it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say make time to sleep.
No, fuck
Take
that.
Take a break.
Don't do that. No breaks. You got to make the content and put it out to the world.
Oh, I disagree.
Take Be relentless. Never sleep.
Make you time.
Abigail, how are you?
I'm great. I think it's important to nap, and I'm glad that you napped. I thought it was very sweet. I helped facilitate that. So
that sounds so
weird.
You had to facilitate a nap?
As soon as I said
years old?
I tucked him in, okay?
There was no tuck.
No, but I did close the curtains.
Thank you. Actually,
made sure there was some in.
It was like 7 o'clock and the sun was shining in the room. And I was like dozing off and I went, Abby, turn off the sun.
I said turn off the sun.
Abigail, how are you?
Wow. I'm great. I've actually been sleeping a lot over the last 24 hours. So my sleep bank is full and I'm happy to be here and talk about toys with my friends and hello to the chat. Yeah.
Well, we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. You all know it's out as of Thursday. Ryan, you'll see it when?
Tomorrow.
So lots of screenings, lots of preview screenings. The review embargo drops tomorrow morning, but we're not going to worry about all that tonight. We're only worried about toys and action.
Well, listen, I know we're talking about toys and you're kind of talking about Ghostbusters. So I just think, I should show off this new. Now, this is an exclusive here.
Okay. All right. Okay. Here we go.
This is a Toy Anxiety Plasma Series exclusive.
Okay. I can't wait to see where this is going.
I did get the orb. The new
spoiler
for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Spoiler.
I'm sure that doesn't unfurl itself.
Very cool.
So yeah, these are on the market now. Pick them up.
So here we go. We've got a chat going. Lots of people here already. We appreciate you guys hanging out. We're going to do pickups. We got some news. We'll have some fun tonight. And should we do it? Should we go ahead and say hi to the chat?
Yeah,
we can say hi to them. I hope they're doing okay.
Acknowledge the chat.
Check in.
Davey, Sock Rocker, AJ Quick, Blue Chainsaw Man, Tony Johnson, Joseph Alvarez, Brian Brink. Speaking of turning off the sun, anyone making a journey to see the eclipse on April 8th? Did you hear about the flights you can take?
Where do you journey to? Tell us more, Chartman.
Well, there's a total eclipse happening on April 8th, but a couple airlines are offering special flights that'll basically fly you into the air so you can see the eclipse from an airplane, which is a big no thanks for me. but that's kind of cool.
That sounds fun.
That sounds like the Langoliers, like a Stephen King story. Everybody who was awake in their airplane during the eclipse disappears.
Holy shit.
I woke up in horror and shock.
The plane took off November 2nd, 1955, and it landed November 2nd, 1987. All right, here we go. All Music Fan 88, Soulcraft is here. Dennis Montesano, Black Phoenix, Jason Grahowski, Johnny Cock, $5 Super Chat. Look at this beautiful four-pack of hosts. I hope you feel better soon, Jacob. Is that taking off? I like that. Tony Dervato, Dora Laxon,
Jacob.
Matt Bush. Is this the episode where YHS finds its voice? I hope so.
God, maybe.
Steven Lawrence, waiting. Black Phoenix, Too Bad Dad, All Music Fan 88, Black Phoenix, McFly Toys, Studio Hinge Kitchen, Lawrence Duane, lots of people here hanging out. My Evil Twins Toys, Jessica Parker, and so on and so on. PD Dubs, we appreciate you guys all hanging out. We got to see a lot of you in New York. We met some of you in person for the first time. We saw old friends. But tonight it's all about that toy anxiety. And you know what? Yes, Jessica Parker.
Throw that up there. Jessica Parker.
To those of you seeing Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire this week, we want you to take a picture of Ryan Dole's name in the credits in the theater and hashtag it Dole Busters. And we'll give you a prize. We'll give you a prize next week. That's going to happen now. Ryan, you worked tired. I think not the biggest secret in the world. You work in the movie industry. You are a member of the visual effects crew for this film and many others, and we appreciate your hard work. Many a toy anxiety, Ryan literally is still working as it bleeds into toy anxiety time, and you've never missed an episode, and we thank you for that.
I appreciate it.
I saw a comment, and I don't know if they were being sincere or if they knew that Ryan worked on the movie, and it said don't spoil it for Dole. And I was like, Dole's been spoiling it for us for months.
No, he hasn't.
That's a joke.
No, he has not.
That's a joke.
But I will say Ryan Dole, there was a healthy amount of applause for you in the theater.
Yeah,
when your name did pop up on the screen. It was like one of the biggest pops. And I'm not
everyone kidding. Must have been so fucking confused.
It was
like
confusing.
The cast and like
yeah, as you get back into the celebrities, they're like, "Who's this?"
I literally yelled Ryan Dole, and then I think some people just started clapping because we all start like the whole front row started clapping because we all knew
and the whole row knew for sure.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
It was good.
So go see the movie. Hey, who's got pickups tonight?
Oh, I do. I got stuff.
We all do. All right. So we're going to get into some weekly pickups. Thank you for all the birthday wishes to Jacob and myself. I celebrated my 40th birthday last week in New York.
Ooh.
And I, you know, Toylana is this weekend, the big annual toy show here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy myself. I'm going to buy a toy. Yeah. I really am. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be good.
I'm going to buy
start a
present.
New collection. Start a new collection. How's the time?
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll get into those Chuck Norris figures.
Maybe.
YHS is the real Ryan Dole fan club. That
look
is true.
At this.
Our DFC
photo. Look
yes.
at this.
Love this. Wait, it's so great. That shit. What the hell?
Dolomite.
That's great.
Matt Bush, I thought you were outing Dole as a member of the Illuminati. You know, we were around a lot of Hollywood types last week, and I didn't get invited to one blood orgy. I was so upset.
I had my heart set on it.
I was like, these people are boring. Where's
I'm going to meet the president this week.
I thought I was going to be like, eyes wide shut.
Yeah.
You just just people hanging just out.
Cheese, yeah.
Eating cheese. Whatever we had at the fucking party. Mozzarella sticks. And goddamn.
Yeah, they have mozzarella sticks, but it's like brie.
Yeah. potato skins. Yeah. Fucking wings. Anyways. All right, guys.
but they're ostrich wings because it's like they're Illuminati. So they eat animals you shouldn't.
Yes.
Mm. Which is, in Jake's case, turn. Any
which
of
is all animals.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what we're talking about, but I'm excited to be here.
Pickups.
Yeah, let's see toys.
And your Ryan, birthdays.
Do a yeah, pickup. Let's start with you.
Well, when I forgot.
Ryan, wait, hold on. Is it your birthday next week?
That's Sunday.
What?
Can you believe that?
What the fuck?
This is the Ryan Dole birthday celebration.
Everybody better get Craig a present.
Everyone get Craig a present for my birthday. I forgot to take her off the shelf, but she arrived. What?
Who?
Who, yeah.
Who? What Padme. Would I rather be doing right now?
Dreaming of Padme.
There she is. The hot toy showed up. I'll bring her down later. It's,
okay, yeah, Twitter. I want to see that.
But she's great. But these, I had some Marvel Legends show up. They're amazing. So I'm missing one out of three because the one just won't get out of the pre-order and into my pile of loot. But I need to ship these ones. So there's my Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Cool.
Nice.
Cool.
The worst Spider-Man out of all of them, Andrew Garfield.
Ooh, him. Bad take. That's a bad take.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Time out. You just said the worst Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield, and held up a Tobey Maguire figure. Did you not?
No, this is Tobey Maguire. This is the worst Spider-Man ever. But anyway,
you said Andrew Garfield. It doesn't matter. Keep going.
No, I know. I'm fucking with all of you. Andrew Garfield is the one I'm waiting for. And he's great. Okay. They're all great. All three of them, I love them. I don't care what anyone says. I think all of them are wonderful. Matt Murdock showed up as well. Oh,
very
sorry.
Cool. No, you're good. You're good. When we, just on this note, when we were at Forbidden Planet Comics over the weekend, there was a Hot Toys display that had the deluxe Green Goblin and a bunch of Marvel figures. And I looked at Jake and I was like, that is making me want all of these. Right now.
Yeah. They look good. Yeah.
They look really good. It was really good.
They do.
What else, Ryan? Anything else?
A couple more Legends and then I'll pass on before I show off one more big thing. I can go grab Padme the way.
Pass on.
I'm going to pass on. Speaking of passing on, this is the zombie Captain America to go on the Captain America shelf.
Very cool.
Very cool. He's actually a really cool figure. He's got like holes in his legs and stuff. It's like super awesome. Somebody tried shooting out his legs. Did not work at all. And then also to go on the Cap shelf as well, Captain Carter. Haley Very Atwell.
Cool. Very nice.
She's like super hot.
Mm-hmm.
And this is amazing. So I'm stoked to have this figure as well. She's great. And then I've got like two more big things. I'll go grab Padme if somebody wants to carry on.
Jacob, go for it.
Cool. Yeah, I'll go. We got a package in, I don't know when this package came, but I picked up some stuff from your place. Now, some of the stuff I'm going to show off came from, who gave me? I got his name right here. Greg Needham sent some stuff.
Gotcha.
And I think you guys already showed off some stuff that he sent.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
He sent these, something that was actually, I've been wanting to pick these up and they've just been kind of slipping my mind for the last couple weeks. But do you guys remember? Now, this might have been a year ago, maybe even more, but on the show I showed off, you know, in Japan, they make the gotchas where it's like the little, you know, these little Garaka orbs and you open them up, you get them, you know, you put money in and get them out. And like, it's a big thing in Japan. And I don't know if you guys remember, I got some Tremors ones that were like officially licensed Tremors toys, which is crazy because Tremors toys don't exist in any other form except for these tiny little things.
Right.
Well, anyway, he sent me a new set of these that came out recently that have been on my list, but they're Jaws and they're officially licensed. I don't understand this. I feel like we could have a whole conversation. How come these are the only, now I know NECA did a couple figures, but how come we're only getting, you know, 3-inch official Jaws toys right now. I don't understand. But so out of the four, this one's a little strange. Let me see. So it is the top of the water.
Okay.
You can see the barrels. And then the shark is underneath. God.
That is so cool.
See him under there? Yeah. Awesome. And his fins poke out.
I love it. Yeah.
What's crazy is there's four of these. Two of them are from Jaws 1. One is from Jaws 2. And one is from Jaws 3. I don't know why they didn't do one from Jaws 4 and just do the whole thing.
Right.
But the other one from Jaws 1 is the shark cage that has a Hooper inside. You can like take him out of there.
I love that.
And and an articulated Bruce, and it actually looks like Bruce. I mean, it's small, it's hard to see it, but like it actually looks like the shark from Jaws, and you can like open his mouth, his tail you know, can go back and forth.
That's so cool.
I don't understand why these are the only official toys that we're getting. Like, how come you can make these but not? I don't understand. And then let's see. So the third one here is from Jaws 2, and it is the shark biting. You could also you could also say this is from Jaws the Ride, because the exact same
right,
thing
yeah, yeah.
happens in the ride.
Very these are cool. really, really cool.
Yeah,
those are nice.
I love little
and these are all Japanese.
Yeah, they're Japanese. It's a little gotcha. They're like, it's like a blind bag thing. You only you know, you don't know which one you're gonna get.
And they come out of vending machines normally?
Yeah. So the third one is from Jaws 3. And then so here's the broken glass, and you also have this little piece. Mm-hmm. But then there's you know, a little shark, and he sits just like this.
Dude,
you know
what? Great toys.
So when I was a kid, his mouth also moves, which is insane to me.
When I was a kid, I was so scared when my family was going to go to SeaWorld, because I was under the impression that these giant underwater glass tubes were real. But
they're not. Look how cool the instruction booklet is. Like, it's got a shot from, I believe that's Jaws 3.
Yeah.
And then it's got the Japanese writing, and then it just has like the instructions for each one. It's just cool, man. It's just like, it's cool, but it's also frustrating. How come, you know, Tomy Arts has the license to do this and Tremors and probably tons of other weird things that don't get to have toys otherwise? Why aren't there more Jaws toys?
That's what we need. Come on, universal licensing.
I don't get it. Hey, like who's out there who could, somebody could be doing this.
Somebody could be doing this. those are really great. Thank you so much to Greg for sending those over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can go. So we got a package in the mail from we got two packages from Matt Bush.
Mm-hmm. Birthday packages. Now,
one of these I showed off last night on our Ghostbusters stream, but I'll show it off again. He sent two of the Cinemark Slimer popcorn buckets.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
These are really great. These are awesome. Nice, like, translucent. You can put popcorn in there. There's another Slimer bucket. This is definitely the better of the two.
It is, yeah.
So thank you to Matt for... And I haven't been to a theater in months.
Yeah, so
I haven't had a
chance
to buy any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then... really amazing gift. Let me make my screen a little bit better. He had sent me two of these a couple months ago. And this will complete this set. And I don't say this lightly. Like, thank you so much to Matt Bush, because he's literally he curates his picks, and these are things that I really love and adore and cherish, but maybe these are expensive items. So like, it may be months or years before I could actually make a purchase like this for myself. So he sent the other two, what is it? Let's see. It's J-O-C-S-A, Jokska, Argentinian real Ghostbusters figures. So he had sent Ray, the Ray and the Egon a couple months ago. So, and these are kind of like their version of the slimed hero. So this is Winston in the package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. Like, you know, it's a repaint of the you know, it's kind of coming out of the bottom here. I could probably, yeah, there you go. It's a repaint of like the Series 1 Winston, which is kind of different color scheme. So it's got yellow straps and a brown belt. So these are almost like Kenner variants. And then the other one here is Mr. Petor Venkman, as established earlier tonight in YHS, my favorite Ghostbuster. And again, like a variant of the Series 1 Peter with orange straps and a gray suit, comes with a little ghost. Guys, this stuff is rare, and the fact that it comes with the packaging, and this one's actually in really, really good shape. So that completes those four.
And that's amazing.
I'm extremely grateful, because that's just a really cool piece of my Ghostbusters collection, which is my primary collecting focus. And I really appreciate it. That was a very thoughtful gift. So thank you, Matt Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, very Matt Bush. Cool.
Yeah. That's super cool.
I can show my Matt Bush stuff. If that works.
There you go.
Okay, cool. Yeah, thank you for always delighting and surprising us, Matt Bush. It means a lot. You've got a special place in our hearts, and nothing goes unappreciated. I've got, first off, from Matt Bush, little baby cottontail honeybee. This is like the Calico Critter. I don't want to say knockoff, but you'll find these in like Targets, maybe, I think, is where you'll see them.
It's Calico adjacent.
It's Calico adjacent. Yeah. Like, I would sneak them in. I would sneak this little cottontail rabbit into my community. So thank you so much for that little baby rabbit. And then I've got, these are the Fennec foxes.
Whoa.
Ooh. I know, like, how adorable are these? Foxes are like some of the cutest creatures in the world, but now that they're like little and tiny and flocked, I'm just,
is that a donut?
Yeah, I'm looking at this. We got bananas and lollipop and like a donut that's like shaped like its head. Which is, yeah, fantastic. I was actually thinking about these Calico Critters today because having come back from a big, busy week, I'm like, I need a project. I want something to do. So moving towards this stuff. And then the last thing from Matt Bush is Littlest Pet Shop, which you all know I collected as a kid. And I had the Littlest Pet Shop shop. It's over in a Detolf across from me. So this is awesome. I can't wait to add it to my collection. Pop these little cuties out. I love them. They're just adorable little bobblin heads.
Well, guys.
Yeah, I guess their heads bobble. Check that out.
Very cool.
So, yes. Thank you, Matt Bush. I appreciate it so much.
There you go. Yeah. Abby, you've got a good little critter collection there.
Yeah, I got a good collection of little guys.
Little guys.
I love it.
So, okay, Jacob, back to you. What do you got, man?
Cool. Yeah, I got more stuff. I got another thing from Greg, and it kind of runs into the next thing as well. But so Greg sent along... Now, I guess he'd been paying attention. I don't know, dude. But, like, you know, last year I ended up kind of going really heavy into the, like, Ray Harryhausen X Plus figures. Mm-hmm. I bought, you know, the Kraken. You guys remember the Kraken?
Oh, yeah.
The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, Guanji. There's, you know, I bought a bunch of those. And he sent along a Ray Harryhausen X Plus, but an earlier. I think this is from 2001, and it's a smaller scale made by the same company, from the film Mysterious Island. Look at this little diorama here.
Ooh.
Of the giant squid thing from Mysterious Island, which is really great. This is
That's
so cool.
So cool.
Yeah, this is gonna fit right in. You know, with that X Plus collection. Oh my God. I caught him.
She fell right off and I caught him.
Did you guys see
that? That was awesome.
I learned, there we go. I'm going to put this down.
Jacob, I'm going to say that was a nice snatch.
You did good. Also, I love that you've got toys with dioramas. Yeah.
That scared me. That pickup in X Plus, I want to roll that over into another X Plus that I got this weekend.
Okay.
Craig, you got it as well. Now, X Plus, I have talked about X Plus on here and on YHS on Monster Island a lot because X Plus makes some of the best Godzilla stuff in existence. A really, really beautiful museum style. I don't know if you guys remember that Godzilla where he's like, you know, doing like a suplex on the sea monster. Yeah, that's X Plus. That's this company. They have another kind of side company called Star Ace, and Star Ace is where they put out all the Harryhausen stuff. I do not know the specifics of why there's Star Ace and X Plus. It's the same fucking company, but they. You know, a couple months ago, we saw that they were going to be putting out some Ghostbusters figures, which blew my mind because every sculpt I've ever seen from this company is perfect. Cue the Ghostbuster stuff, because it ain't perfect.
It's not perfect.
Now, I know a lot of us picked up the Stay Puft, and I will say the Stay Puft is great. We'll show the Stay Puft first. So... X Plus, Star Ace, he's washed out, but
he looks good though.
But he looks good. This is a very good sculpt, I think. This is great. We got soft goods, interchangeable hands, you know, his arms move. Here's the problem. And a lot of people already know what the problem is. This came, if you got the deluxe version, came with an interchangeable head. With what was supposed to be, you know, like the pissed off Stay Puft head. We all know what that looks like. And we all know that this is not it. This is not it. This is a mini puffed. This is specifically a Hasbro mini puffed. Like, I have a mini puffed over here that's this exact thing. This is not what Stay Puft looked like in any way in the Ghostbusters film. It is so weird that they got the wrong sculpt and then just kept it. I know that many people probably sent them a message saying, hey, that's wrong. And I know that because Craig did. It's just weird. It's weird that this head exists at all, because there's nothing right about this, and I hate it. I might throw this away. I might
throw this away. Don't do it.
it will be incomplete. Don't do it.
Well, folks, you heard it here. Jacob does not like that alternative head. Hey, it's not very good. And like, we emailed them when that thing was released saying, hey, it looks like you based that alternate face sculpt off like a mini puffed, and this is an 84 Stay Puft. And yeah. Maybe don't put that out. And they were like, thanks for the feedback. And then they put it out. Yeah. So,
and like, hey, I've praised this company a lot, because right. Seriously, I have hundreds of dollars. Like, these X Plus, their shit is not cheap. Their Godzilla stuff is some of the most expensive stuff out there. I got to put these fucking things on payment plans for 6 months.
Yeah.
They're amazing. I love them.
None of us have children because
their Slimer is awful. Their Slimer is bad. I don't know what their Slimer is based off of.
See, Dan Larson, send me a link so I can read that rant back as a sad comment.
The tossing of the head was the best.
Dude, it's just frustrating.
It's okay.
Hey, I don't have sad comments tonight, so there you go.
There it is. Okay.
There it is.
Oh, my God. But I got the Stay Puft as well. Mine's already in a DTOF. And it looks really good. Like, they did a good job on it. I'm happy with it. I'm going to want to see the Terror Dog in person before I decide whether or not I get that. And then the Slimer I was not that into. So, Jacob, anything else?
Yeah, I got two more quick things. Jay Key, you know, my co-host from YHS on Monster Island, did bring a birthday present to me to New York. So I got a couple more things here. I got this wonderful Max Toy Co. Shin Gomez, which is an Ultraman villain. Love this.
Very cool.
Sculpt. Beautiful.
How can you be that cute and be a villain?
I know, dude. It doesn't make sense. And then also, I got this really nice M1. This is my first one of these. An M1 tricycle with a Hedora on the tricycle.
Love
now,
it.
This winds up. There's a little, the bell dings.
Oh my God.
It works. Now they make a lot of these. They make all different characters. You can get Godzilla, Gamera, Matango. You can get so many kaiju riding the tricycles. They come in all kinds of colors. But I have always like wanted to pick one up, never did. So Jay grabbed me one. And that's
Jason Chrysler says
candy.
For Jake not liking sports, that was a great toss. I've long said,
what does that mean?
I think Jacob probably like.
Sorry, because, I spun this up, and now the bell.
I think Abby. I think Jacob has like a lot of that pent up aggression.
You could probably tackle
through a mean fastball if he, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you Jake would be really good at baseball.
Like untapped.
No, no, we're not talking football.
Which one do I not have to run in?
Football's the one that you can like just really
curling
just smash into people.
Golf.
Golf.
Actually, Jake, don't diss curling. I think you would actually enjoy that.
Here's the thing. I'd probably be good at any sport, but I hate it, so I'm not going to do it.
Oh, my God.
But I think I could probably do them all. I think
the Bo
I think
Jackson
I do them
of boy
all,
anxiety.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
the Bo
such
Jackson
a fucking...
of boy anxiety, Jacob Walsh.
So
it was
funny.
Hard to say that with a straight face.
Oh, my God. We should start a YHS softball team. Oh man.
I agree.
All right. Abigail,
I
what do you got?
Do softball. I want to do hardball.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was all about like full tackle, not two hand touch.
Full tackle softball.
Softball, that underhand bullshit.
Yeah, we're playing with all the kids. Absolutely.
We've been bowling together. That's a sport.
I mean, it's kind of like softball, right? It's underhand.
It's underhand.
We really haven't done
yeah,
that
if
much
you're,
sport.
If you together. Don't want to have fun, bowling's underhand. Yeah.
I like doing it that way. That's fun. All right. So I got some stuff when we were in New York City this past week. We went to Toy Tokyo, which is one of our favorite spots. It just never ceases to have fun stuff that I love. So we were there with Jakey, which was a lot of fun, just kind of to have the knowledge that he has and to have Monster Island kind of energy when we were hanging out. So
MIE, Monster Island energy.
He's got great Monster Island energy.
He does.
I picked up this Angeras that is really cute and is Bandai. It's, you know, not like the most expensive collectible, but it's a really cute likeness. And I like
that
the
is
face.
Really cute.
Yeah. Just kind of like called out to me. And I like Angeras. I like everything about him.
You have the Minya that goes with that, I think. That little weird cute Minya that you have. It is from a children's it's from a children's show where they're all puppets. They're made with puppets. And there's only three figures in that line. You got two of them.
Hell yeah, I gotta get the third.
Anything else that?
Yeah, I got a cute little I love birds, so I got a little puffin. Cute little not focused puffin, but you can imagine. So this is the thing that I love that Jakey actually like pointed out. Buska. We've been talking a lot of Buska since Jacob started talking about Buska. And I just love Buska. That's like a really cute
it's
little
pronounced
character.
Bazooka.
I've been calling my cat Buska.
which cat?
Jean?
All of them.
She's Jean. A little Buska. So I absolutely love this. This is really, 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 really cute. I want to get more Buska figures. Yeah. I saw you, Jacob, with yours a couple weeks ago, and I was just like, I'm jealous. I need. And then the rest of my stuff here is from Jason Groski. He got me some mystery squishies, like some cat sandwiches, which are, I'll open those a little bit later.
Catwitches?
Don't tell Alf.
Hey, yeah. Jason, bring me some of those.
It's like a cat in the taco.
Sound like Alf? I don't know. Jason Grahowski.
Squishmallow. Yeah, thanks, Jason.
He says, did you visit the other Tokyo Goody store two blocks away? They had 100-year Universal mystery boxes. We did not.
No,
interesting.
I didn't know that existed.
Hey, shout out to Jason, by the way. Took incredible photography at our party that we had. Yeah. He actually gifted me something, too, but I don't. It's in the other room. I don't have it on me right now, but it is a Chicago. No. It's
I'm probably gonna gonna be mine.
It's a Chicago Bulls robe, and it's just a really kind gift. He got it from Chicago.
Dude, that's what you should be wearing right now.
But I do have one more thing to show off. I'll show the robe next week. Look at this. Our good friend Borzu was there, and he gave me a birthday present. And as I was opening it, he quoted Jim Gordon from Dark Knight Rises. He was like, or no, Christian Bale, Batman from Dark Knight Rises. He was like, So whatever the quote is about a man,
big fan, yeah,
taking over, comforting a little boy, and telling him whatever that fucking quote is from one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
And what it is, I will show you. It is a yellow, like Under Armour, Gotham City Rogues T-shirt, which is the football team from The Dark Knight Rises, mm-hmm. but. Borzu was an extra in the movie. This is his screen used shirt.
Wow.
And I was so appreciative.
Add that to the collection.
Abby, when Abby didn't see this exchange and later on in the hotel saw it, she goes, what the fuck is this? Do you want? I was like, stop. That is my special gift from Borzu. I hope
really
he washed
thoughtful.
It.
You're in for a show tonight.
Hey, is it? Hold on, though. I got a question. Is it disrespectful for Gotham City football team to name themselves the Rogues when they live in a city that is constantly in peril by the worst Rogues gallery of all time?
Jacob,
wow!
I'm glad you brought this up because I 100% agree. When that movie came out, I was like, wouldn't you call it Gotham Knights?
I mean, it's like the fucking Redskins. Change the fucking name already.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do football teams, like
is Jacob like, secretly like a diehard like sportsman?
Yeah.
Hang on, hang tight. Would you not want to have it be like the Gotham Knights versus the
right.
Fawcett City Lightning?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, remember yeah. when all right? the stills on. From that came out? Somebody in the crowd had like a Robin logo on their side, and they were like,
right? And I was like,
Robin confirmed. Okay. So anyways, thank you, Borzu. It's a funny, silly, awesome gift. Mm-hmm. He was like,
it is awesome. It's a great gift.
It's a cool gift.
You forget Borz is such a nice guy, but he says like every 5 minutes, he says one of the funniest things I've ever heard. He like pulled me aside. He's like, hey, listen, between us, I'm a big Nolan Batman fan. I'm like, yeah, me too. Okay. Thank lots of people are. Those movies
just
are
just
I'm glad he kept it. I'm glad you guys kept that between you.
Yeah. He probably thought that I was there, but he said no. So he's just like, I don't want Ryan and Jacob to hear.
Hey, man, just between you and me. This is a special moment.
Oh man. Yeah. Any other pickups?
Yeah, I got a bunch.
All right, Ryan, let's do it.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's go to the couple of big guns here. This is the Hot Toys Padme.
Wow.
Had to be careful opening her up. That sounds really bad saying that out loud. But because she's wearing all white, you want to make sure everything is clean. All right? Just be careful when you're cracking that open. All right, so just so you know, this is an awesome toy. This is so good. And to go with it, I had two Hot Toys show up at once. I haven't opened up this bad boy yet, but my Darth Vader showed up.
What the fuck?
Right. So I got him too, and then not only that, you get cool packaging inside the cool packaging.
Nice.
That's crazy that I thought already. I had that pre-ordered and I canceled it.
Wow.
What do you mean it's crazy that this already showed up? Dude, this took like a year.
Well, that's quick for Hot Toys.
I guess so. I guess
it feels like it wasn't that long ago that went for sale.
So you get like packaging inside packaging.
That's amazing.
It is super cool. When you open this up, it smells like when you buy a stereo in the 80s. That's what it smells like. It's amazing. And then they hit all the accessories under more cardboard.
That's awesome.
I guess they don't want you to necessarily take it out. I'm not quite entirely sure. But this is freaking awesome. And I don't think you guys have caught up on the bootleg yet. So just because you didn't, I will show this off to you guys. And don't forget, this drops at midnight tonight as well. This is my Mondo Gambit.
Wait, what?
I got. This is my Mondo Gambit that I got from Matt Bush. Bum, bum, bum. Matt Bush.
What do you mean it drops at midnight, though?
X-Men 97.
Midnight.
Shit.
That's tonight?
Okay.
And this wave showed up, too.
Hey.
I took the ball out, though, already, because I wanted to play with him. But,
damn it. Is Ryan secretly have the best collection right now? Jesus Christ.
Like, this Jason Kreiser. Gene is so good. Look at that Gene. She's hot.
This is great.
It's a good-looking toy.
It's a good-looking toy.
Hey, real quick. Josh Mooney says, just discovered you guys have not been able to stop binging all of your old streams. Hey, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks, Josh. Mm.
Abby,
how come I can hear? Why can I hear Abby in the background, but I don't see her? What is happening?
She took a hiatus.
I'm sorry. I'm a human.
What is
that? That means Abby had to fart. That's what that means.
She can't hear you. that's what it was. Hey, that's what it was. It's right.
What was it?
That's what. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I had a human moment.
Oh, you had to pee? We were talking about you farting.
Oh, what? No, dude. That I don't.
Dude, girls don't fart.
Yeah, they do. They fart strawberries.
This is such a weird episode. I like it, though.
Dude, yes.
Yes, right? Okay, yes. That's it. Those are all my
things. I was looking for your robe. I didn't find the robe.
No, it's in my other suitcase. I'll find it. It doesn't matter. I'll go find it.
It sounds like you might know where it is.
I do know where it is. Okay, what else, guys? This was fun. Should we get to some news?
Is there news?
Yeah, let's do it.
There's a little bit of news. I wanted to catch up. Jesus
Christ. You want some ketchup?
Well... close enough. This is so funny. Thank you guys for watching and dealing with whatever. All right, here we go. X-Men 97 starts at 3 a.m. East Coast time. So
we're all staying up.
3 a.m. That's my bed.
Midnight. Midnight real time.
I'll just be getting in bed at 3 a.m.
There was this interview with Dan Aykroyd recently. And he was talking about when he hits his first REM cycle. It's so funny. Okay.
Sorry, thank you, Johnny Cox.
Strawberry fart is what I'm naming this toy.
Strawberry farts forever.
Another Beatles reference.
It's such a sweet song.
Okay. WonderCon is coming up in Anaheim at the end of the month, March 30th. And Hasbro has announced an Action Brands panel. Shout out, guys. The Hasbro Ghostbusters team was at the YHS party, including Emily, who is the VIP of Hasbro.
Yeah.
Did she ask about me?
No.
No, she's my friend, Ryan.
Emily.
She's never allowed on this show.
No, she's no, she's on coming anytime. On. As soon she's as running G.I. Joe. She's running Power Rangers.
Yeah.
She's running the show.
Deal
she's
with it. She's going to run this show.
She's going to be your boss, Ryan.
Yeah, get ready. Yeah.
Oh. All right. You said put it that way.
Emily, Patrick, and the Hasbro team, they were out there at the premiere. Incredibly nice, kind, generous people. They brought gift bags.
Yeah.
We were able to give people like Andrew Bayless real Ghostbusters retros. They don't even get those in Australia. He was able to take those home.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that. But listen, Hasbro has a panel. I'm just going to read this. March 30th, 3 to 4. PM Hasbro hosts an action-packed toy panel with the brand marketing teams with exciting new products, giving fans a first look across its action brands. The panel includes select product reveals from
Marvel Legends,
Ghostbusters, Transformers, G.I. Joe, Star Wars, and Marvel Legends. It's been a little quiet on the Hasbro Ghostbusters front.
Everything.
Yeah.
Which is weird. There's a movie coming out. You'd think their fan first would be tomorrow and not Star Wars.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't want to get too much in the weeds and speculation, but it is Ghostbusters.
Let's get into
week.
It.
What do you think it's going to be? What's the Ghostbusters reveal going to be? What do we want?
real Ghostbusters.
I wonder if it's going to be more prop type stuff because, like, you know, I want Plasma Series and all that, but I feel like it's too late for. I mean, the movie's coming out next week or tomorrow or some shit. So, like, it's too late for Plasma Series reveals, I think. So it's going to be something else. And I feel like the props have been doing pretty good. Like the HasLabs have been doing. Maybe it's something prop wise, but not a HasLab. I don't know, dude.
Do you think they would do a replacement bumper for the HasLab?
Just a yellow three-pronged bumper.
Bumper. Just a bumper?
No.
No. But that's fun.
Baby bumpers.
I won't be surprised either way. If it's something Frozen Empire related, Plasma Series, something along those lines, I would not be surprised because the movie's just now coming out. But we're about to move into the marketing for, you know, the 40th anniversary of Ghostbusters. It's coming up.
Anniversary.
It could be anything.
So it could be anything.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to find out.
Plasma Series from the 84 Ghostbusters.
It could be.
Yeah. Could be. It could be Plasma Series. It could be more retros. It could be a prop. Is it too soon to start teasing or launching another HasLab? Possibly.
I don't know. I mean, if the last two did really well, then it's probably never too early, too soon.
I will say this.
Would they be HasLabs based on the new movie, though? Because that would seem more accurate if they were to do that.
One-to-one Slimer with Frida or Cheetos and a trap.
No, I'm talking about just other props. I'm talking because there's new stuff.
There's a lot of new stuff.
We've seen it in the trailers and then the marketing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got things they can make.
Yeah,
I'll tell you this.
Mercedes van.
A big van.
I was gonna say a big juicy van.
Ooh, I want a Plasma Series van. Hey, one thing, you know, there was a lot of drinks at that party. People were feeling loose. And I personally witnessed many Ghostbusters fans and toy collectors trying to get information from the Hasbro team and take advantage of them.
Oh, well, don't be doing that.
They said nothing. They are steel traps. Mm-hmm. So, and there's people talking, you know, there's rumors out there of different stuff. We don't want to get too much into the rumor mill, but I'm excited. And what about Star Wars, Ryan? I mean, is it time to reveal a new vehicle?
Ourselves to the Jedi? Oh. At last we will have revenge. I don't know what they're going to reveal. To be honest, I know there's the Phantom Menace anniversary this year.
Yeah.
So there could be stuff for that and probably getting ready for, it seems early to do May the 4th reveals.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, they just showed a trailer for the Acolyte, which looked kind of fun, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what they could possibly be. It could be anything at this point. Right. All I know is that until it's like Carson Tava and Pelimoto, I don't give a shit.
Well, it's give probably it's probably holiday figures.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that year. I care about.
Yeah,
that I care about.
I like Davey Sockrocker says, my long shot guess, Star Wars released more clone troopers.
Good call. I actually don't know what to expect. Another Mando, I guess. And I don't know.
I'll be honest.
Look at that Princess Leia, a New Hope Princess Leia that was pipelined because they just released a pre-order for a New Hope Stormtroopers and Darth Vader for TVC. And they pipelined the Princess Leia a while back. So maybe, just maybe, we'll get that first look of Princess Leia. All right.
Well, all I know is that I have not been paying any attention to what's going on in G.I. Joe or some of those other lines. But there's tons of figures coming out. Sometimes at night I wish I was a G.I. Joe classified collector still. Because I would be swimming in new figures. And every now and then I walk down the toy aisle, see a G.I. Joe figure and go, ooh, could I? And then I say, no, I can't.
Ooh.
Speaking of swimming in new figures.
Dun, dun, dun. Bring back Vin Diesel for Shark. Street Sharks. I almost called it Shark
Tank. Did you not hear my pitch? Did you not hear my pitch?
For the Shark Tank figures?
No.
On Geekshed Life, I said, hey, they should do a Mattel Creations Vin Diesel.
Just make him a shark.
Yeah. Okay. Make him a shark. Give him the vest, right? The pants. Just do what he like. Have him
the
wear
Dodge Charger.
Yeah.
Dodge Charger. Yeah. I was trying to think of like even a vehicle he could have, but it just doesn't. I was like, yeah, just pick a Dodge Charger, I guess. But it's like that's what I want. I want Finn Diesel
that's
as a street
good.
Shark.
Yeah.
I think it would be amazing. I want to see
Hammerhead.
For those of you who maybe don't know what we're referencing, way back in the early 90s when Street Sharks were first out, there's a video from Toy Fair where Vin Diesel was one of like the hired gun marketing guys at the he was a booth babe. And
he was a booth babe. He did great though.
There's video of him. David Cabal. What shark would the cast of Toy Anxiety be? First of all, the fact that you called us a cast is awesome. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, we all need our own. So I don't know. I'd probably be what's like the shark that avoids conflict and just doesn't want to get into any drama. Mm-hmm. But
oh, you're like a whale shark? I don't know. I think Craig's one of those sharks that like stays flat to the ground covered in sand.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Like a sand shark? Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Hey, well, here, real talk though. These aren't just recasts of the original molds, are they? This does not look. These are different. This is a new sculpt, I think.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. I could be wrong. Oh, it says right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Updated articulation. These are like these Street Shark origins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These are sweet. I'm not getting them, but they're sweet. If I was to get one,
I'm not getting them until I see them, and then I'll buy.
Right,
them. Right. I'll be honest. I would not shy away from the hammerhead shark. And if they did, they not release an orca whale, mm-hmm. like a killer whale.
So they branched out past sharks.
Well, killer whale will kill you.
What do you think they look like without their pants on? How much
Dude.
Shark and how much man are we talking here?
We're Dude, sharks big... in the streets.
Craig.
Yeah.
They have big C energy. S-E-A.
S-E-A. I love that. I was just researching sharks, and I believe I would be a cookie cutter shark.
Oh.
I looked up small but deadly shark.
Those are cool.
Small but deadly.
Yes.
Hey, buddy, can I get a sashimi pick? Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know why, but this has nothing to do with this. But all I said in my head was like, I bet if they gave internet to tuna fish, they would always be streaming upstream.
Oh, God. Oh, nice. See, that's good. That's good.
I'm so, guys, can I just be honest?
They'd be against streaming.
I'm fucking tired.
I know. And I completely forgot we were doing a show just now. I was like, oh, do it. Make me laugh.
Hey, these are cool. They're up for pre-order now. And they've revealed more than just these three. There's a whole line of them. Now, what's weird is, didn't they try this a couple, like last year, didn't Mattel Creations do a Street Shark set? And it didn't do that well?
I don't remember.
I thought it was just like it wasn't like a crowdfund. I think wasn't it just a
it was like a like, special release kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. And you're correct.
So. Well, I wonder if this does well if they'll do Extreme Dinosaurs. Do you remember those?
Well, I think it opens the door for a lot.
It's
of
like
the
exact same thing, but dinosaurs. Right.
Anyways, so very
the
cool.
Hey, the Deadhead says that was an indie thing.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh.
There you go. Okay. Jada Toys. I kind of forgot I was collecting this line. I haven't opened any of them. But I have them all. I'm a completist so far, and I will continue because they look great, and eventually I'll get them on display and all that. So we've got the Street Fighter Dhalsim and M. Bison. I don't know what it is about Street Fighter 2 in the whole Capcom 90s. You know, lineup of characters, but Ryan, I just love these.
Same here. I pre-ordered these day one because I too am going to. I don't think I'm going to finish this set necessarily to completion with all the variants. But I want to get all the characters.
That is a great looking figure.
That's a figure of the year consensus.
Yeah, is a very good. Ooh, yeah. That is a well made toy. The effect, the punching effect is really good. The cape looks the
wired cape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That looks like a real. That's just a good toy right there.
I just love these figures. They're affordable. They're fun. They look great. Lots of great articulation accessories. The packaging is awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait for E Honda, Blanca, and Thunderhawk, T-Hawk.
You want the big boys.
I want the big boys. I want the WCW.
Look at that arm accessory. These are great.
These are cool. Mm-hmm. These are fucking cool. But I'm still. Oh my! I didn't.
Yeah, they bend. Get it all. They're bendies.
What the fuck?
That's cool. The awesome.
The one time you actually want a bendy toy.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, that rules.
I'm playing Street Fighter all night.
Yeah. What fun, playful.
Nobody
toys.
Can stop me.
No one can, Craig. Tonight's your night.
I know. And you know what, guys? Somebody recently reached out, and it was, I won't say, Matt Bush goes, and Craig just sold his collection of Street Fighters. Yes, yes, I'm done. Somebody reached out, was like, the very kind friend was like, hey, you know, I turned 40 recently as well. If you're having any anxiety about it or anything, like, I'm happy to talk to you. And I was like, man, that's really nice. Thank you. But I'll be honest, I'm kind of loving life right now. Like, I just had the best week of my life. I've got awesome friends. My toy collecting is in a very weird spot, but I'm hoping that going to Toylana will reinvigorate some of those engines. But I'm not having too much anxiety because at 40 years old, even though I have to work tomorrow and I've done multiple podcasts today, I've been editing video for 3 days straight. I can stay up till 3 a.m. tonight playing Street Fighter and eating pizza if I want to. And
on a school night.
That's awesome. I don't know if I'll do those things. I might go to sleep as soon as the show's over, but knowing that I can.
Hey, Craig, you know what you should do after this?
What?
You should have a milkshake.
That's the one thing you can't do when you turn 40 is have a midnight milkshake.
Midnight milkshake. Yeah, yes, you can.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? You can if Tums is one of the fucking ingredients.
That Pepto-Biz.
As long as your toilet's not clogged, you can have all the milkshakes you want, Craig Goldberg.
Have a milkshake.
Have a milkshake.
Yeah.
Hey, I am going to buy myself a present this weekend. Mm-hmm. We saw the Mezco 5 points Universal Monsters playset layer.
Yeah.
And I didn't buy it because we were in New York. I didn't want to have to lug it on the plane, but it's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah, so you're buying that.
They're going to buy that.
Sounds like you're going to get it.
What else? Was there any other pressing news we needed to cover? It's kind of a light week as far as toy and action figure news goes.
I feel like there was something we missed on Geek Dad Life on
58 minutes. Yeah, that's me.
The bell's about to ring. Yeah, I will say this. Now that Ghostbusters is going to be out, we'll probably fall back into a little bit more of a predictable and normal pattern. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, so we're going to start bringing Extreme back probably here. Yep. I mean, maybe not
Jeff Freeze is going to be a go.
We got a lot of good stuff coming up. It was just a very hectic time for all four of us because of Ghostbusters. So we appreciate everybody tuning in. Hey, shout out to Ghost Beacon, who's in the chat. Mm-hmm. We watched his entire 45-minute vlog from the Firehouse and the premiere. Really, really good stuff. Mm-hmm. Thank you to him for all of his awesome coverage. Jessica Parker says, wash your Imodium down with that milkshake.
echoing that with a super chat. Craig can mix Pepto in his strawberry fortune.
Yeah, I can. No, it's in
strawberry fart shake is the funniest thing. Davey, you're funny.
Yes,
that is the funniest.
That's our strawberry. Is that our Kickstarter toy? Baby.
Yeah,
strawberry.
Is that our Kickstarter toy?
Yeah, Flipor has been funded.
Yeah, get ready for strawberry fart shake.
Oh, dude.
It's like strawberry shortcake, but
okay. Way better. Hold on.
Wait. Yeah. Way
better. What is going on? What is going on with Mythic Dolphin? I've seen this post a lot. I'm just going to read it so someone can explain to me what's going on.
Hang on. You did trigger something. Do read that for 1 second, and then we have to go talk about that that hippopotamus and that rhino and that bird and that elephant from AWOC.
Okay, and then we'll be done.
I was like,
then we're done.
Mythic Dolphin says, Zoojitsu KS needs help. They have a 6-inch Tiger, Panther, Cheetah, and Jaguar figures in GIs. They just switched their reward tiers, like Flip Ore or Early Unlocks. What is this?
I don't know.
What's Zoojitsu?
Zoojitsu? It sounds awesome. Is it a bunch of... Google it. Yeah,
I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up.
Hang on. I've got Kickstarter open because I like...
Wait, this looks awesome. I like what I'm seeing already.
Okay.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm skipping all this. It says we can star in volume 3.
What? Wow.
We want you.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Let's go back and figure out what Zoojitsu is. First of all, for our audio listeners, I'm seeing... a chimp, a giraffe, and some sort of...
They all look like contenders.
It looks like it's a swan.
It's a duck. I want to see the actual toys. Don't get.
I can't fund it because they did a duck before a Canadian goose.
Oh, wait. Are these cards? Are these...
Please be physical cards. If you have us looking up NFTs, I will fly over to wherever you are and kick your ass. Like a Zoojitsu.
Oh, it's
giraffe.
A game. See, it says play. Oh! Is it a card game?
Okay. Okay. Looking up. Oh, wait, no, there's... Okay. Zoojitsu. Action figures. Wave 1. Here we go. Okay. All right. Battle ready 6-inch action figures of the Claws tribe. Tiago, Chico, Paulo, and Jaro with 30 points of articulation. Okay, so this looks like...
So is it a card game that has corresponding action figures?
Maybe, but these are fun. They're like karate. They're like martial arts animals.
Got it.
And I'm having fun looking at them. And it looks like there's a Kickstarter here, but maybe it's struggling a little bit. So we'll get the word out on Zoojitsu. All right, there it is.
Word is out,
Dude, scroll down. Look at the art.
Yeah, I want to see more.
No, so you're going too fast. Scroll back up.
This is what I deal with.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry that higher. My scrolling.
A little higher. Just a little higher. Right here.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Us.
That's us.
Yeah.
That's us, 100%.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Cats.
It's me in the top right.
Yeah, these are fun.
Yeah.
I don't know much about these, but I'm not against these at all. I think these are really fun. 1/12 scale action figures, 6 inches tall. And then there's backstory for, I think not the problem, but there's just so many people producing stuff like this right now that there's just a lot of competition.
Yeah.
It's getting lost in the competition.
Lots of humanoid animals.
Yeah. Happening. But it's good stuff. Yeah. It's good stuff. Yeah.
I like the bringing... like with the Claws logo on the back. I do dig those. Yeah. I do actually like these.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. So, okay, we'll check those out. And Ryan, what content. Was the last thing you wanted to share before we leave?
Well, it was AWOC. They said, well, remember what? Well, when I had highly articulated, when I had Adam on the whatchamacallit on bootleg, we were talking about like, hey, there's like he's like, yeah, you know, we've been talking about animals, we've talked about other animals, we want to see how far this goes. And all of a sudden it was like, I'm sure we're not like, obviously we are not the only one saying, if you've got them, show them. And so they did. They showed they didn't hold anything back. So we're getting like a crow, we're getting a rhino, we're getting an elephant. We're getting some big boys again with the animals and some birds. I think it's totally awesome. I don't know if you have that Kickstarter open, Craig, or are looking for it.
Ryan, did they also have like an iguana or some sort of lizard, or is that something else?
No, we did. We looked at that. Right, we did look at those when this one dropped. Hang on.
Yeah, there's Here we go. I'm finding it. It's these guys, right? What do you got, Al?
He's got a bird. A
little puffin.
I'm like a bird. I'm like a
I'm having. I wish I would have bought those, Abby. Those are cool.
Yeah.
These guys, Ryan.
Yeah. So now
a chameleon. There's a chameleon.
Hang on, Craig. Can you remove that? Because I'm going to help you out here.
Thanks.
Hang on. I had it. Then I thought you had it. And then
I didn't. Classic didn't. Mix up.
Mm-hmm. And so I was like, it is all good. We love this. This is the best.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting. Here we go. We got Raving. He's listening to Durade Sandstorm.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
That's his favorite song. Right? So we're getting another.
Meryl.
Unlockable birds here. Hang on. Mm-hmm. So there was those. Oh, maybe it was just on their Instagram and they showed off the. Am I going crazy? Did I dream this?
Maybe.
Did I dream this rhino?
Mm-hmm. No, because you texted me about it.
The rabbit's cool.
Okay. The rabbit's awesome.
Tell me about the rabbits.
Well, The rabbits are the Hawkeye of AWOC.
Okay.
All right. So not as cool.
They're
okay. The least good one.
What?
No,
the
that's
guys?
Cool.
No,
ooh, I love Hawkeye. I like him.
I'm a Jammy Renna fan.
I get it.
You don't like Legolas?
Oh,
yeah,
hey.
That's a different
you
world.
You can't compare Hawkeye. To Legolas.
Not are you sure
same,
about that?
Dude, you can't take Tolkien like
a boring human who's got okay aim to a fucking
okay
elf.
Okay aim.
Yeah, he dude, a beautiful
a
one.
Fucking elf.
Uh-huh. Orlando
Earth?
Bloom.
Okay. He
God
is like
damn it.
He,
how dare you?
Stop. This elf, first off, kills giant elephants. We've seen it. And this elf thinks he's cool because he can surf downstairs. On a shield?
Hawkeye can't surf downstairs.
Are you
that's
sure?
That's defying the laws of nature. He's never done it.
That's it. We're rewatching the series. We're going to do a full breakdown.
Tonight.
Why Legolas and Hawkeye are evil.
Hawkeye can't even stop Black Widow from committing suicide.
Dude, yeah. Even though they have
dude.
A special.
Well. So I'd be like, that's what you
Craig's
get.
Falling
all
Craig's
falling
asleep.
Craig's asleep. Craig, wake up.
Craig.
Come on. He took a nap before this, so he's going back.
Shit. Did that really just fucking happen?
Yeah, dude. You shall see.
We
lost him.
Legolas
folks.
Was the last thing I remember.
You're like, are they talking about Legos? I fucking hate those.
We all started talking about Kickstarters. I thought it was nap time. Well, anyways, okay. I hope it's a Plasma series lucky. I love that character. I really do. But anyways, guys,
when is Sydney Jesus Sweeney Christ. Gonna be in Ghostbusters?
Not soon enough. She's got a movie coming out this week. Anything else, guys? Right? We're done here. No sad comments this week. Guys, this was really a really fun couple weeks for us. Stay tuned for more from Toy Anxiety.
Natalie Portman would make a really good Ghostbuster too.
Hey, have you seen Annihilation?
Yeah.
She's awesome in Annihilation.
She's cool in the suit. Yeah.
You can tune into all of our content. Ryan, what's going on Gotham City tonight this week?
Oh, well, this week's crazy. So we're starting a little earlier, 2 hours earlier. We're starting at 5 p.m. Pacific. It's just going to be Alex and I because I'm doing it while everyone else is working like a jerk. But I didn't want to miss this week because we've got the screening. I got a screening to go to tomorrow night. We have to talk about X-Men. Like, we have to. It can't be like the first two episodes and be like, oh, we can't do an episode this week. No.
Right. No.
We're going to talk about X-Men. So we are going to get into that. And just so you know, the week following that on Gotham City Tonight, we're going to have Jerry Gaylord on the show. He is one of the character designers from X-Men 97. Boom. Sweet. He's going to be on the show. And we're going to talk about drawing Rogue and why Rogue is important and why her big hair is amazing.
There you go.
Wow.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
I'll watch that. That sounds cool. Congrats.
And then Ryan, that'll be fun for you to see the movie tomorrow night. Excited for that. Abigail, Jacob, we've got our Frozen Empire review dropping tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern when the embargo lifts. Mm-hmm. And we'll
spoiler,
have a lot
spoiler
more.
Heavy.
We get into some spoiler territory for sure. So don't watch it if you
see it first and then don't watch it.
We'll have a lot more stuff next week. This was fun, everybody. Lots of people tuned in tonight, so we appreciate mm-hmm. you being there. And for Abigail Gardner, Jacob Walsh, and Mr. Ryan Dole, my name is Craig Goldberg saying thank you for joining Toy Anxiety. We'll see you next week. Sorry I fell asleep, but you know what? I'm 40 now. Deal
He's
with 40. It.
He's going to sleep sometimes.
Give
him
a milkshake.
Oh, Craig's a dirty
Get
old
him
man.
His juice. All
right. A little bit strawberry fart shake.
Give him a strawberry fart shake.
Bye, guys. Good night,
Goodbye.
Strawberry fart shake. Strawberry fart.
What a weird show.
I don't think I see fart that much tonight.